We're in a very serious time for the Jewish people. The avoda, one of the most important things for a person to remember during this time is that we're preparing for a Kabbalah HaTorah. We're preparing each and every one of us according to our level to become a kli, to become a vessel for the Torah. The last words in the Torah are Le'enei Kol Yisrael, right? Are the letters Kli. To be a Kli, what does that mean? To be a vessel, to be Makabel the Torah. It says Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that. What does that mean, that Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai? He didn't get the Torah from Sinai. He got the Torah from Hashem at Sinai. What's from Sinai? So one of the pshatim that he says is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble man. He learned from Har Sinai. Just like Har Sinai was the most humble, so too, for a person to connect to Ruchnius, for a person to connect to Torah, you got to make yourself humble. One of the ways that a person becomes humble is when you work on yourself. That when a person humbles himself, what's a way that you humble yourself? You humble yourself when you realize that you have to work on yourself. Right? When a person realizes, I have this bad midah, I have this problem. Right? A guy, somebody who thinks, I don't have anything to work on. That's one of the things that I say about Lashon Hara, is what's the big deal, right? We all suffer from this. What's the big deal that guy has a certain weakness? What's the big deal? So what? So that guy bothers you. Why does he bother you? He bothers you because he's selfish. So what's the problem? So what? So he needs to fix himself. He's got problems. What's the problem that somebody has problems? I also have problems. Who doesn't have problems? When a person realizes that I have problems, what's wrong if I have problems? What's wrong if I have chesronos? Right? We learn from the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba says, the Rashba. You could look it up, Rabbi Regensburg. I heard this b'shem. My son told this to me from Rabbi Radinsky, who's a big, very chash of a person. Big Talmud Chacham. I'll read the Rashba. What does he say? The Rashba says, when we say every day, Borei Nefashos Rabos, listen to this, a Rashba, the Rishon. The Rashba says, and I quote, Anumodim ala chesronos shekayamim banu. We thank Hashem for our deficiencies. He says, Adraba, humavarech al shabara nefashos rabbis shechaseros. If I weren't missing something, then I'd be dead. If I were exactly what I'm supposed to be, and that's being humble. A humble person, right? That's what Shalom Nagu Kavadel said. What does that mean? They didn't honor each other. Why would I not honor somebody? Because this guy has this. I'm better than this guy. I'm better than this guy. I'm smarter than this guy. I'm better looking than this guy. I'm this. My roommate sleeps all day. My roommate does this. He's noisy. He's this. He's got this problem. He's got that problem. And I don't have any problems. I don't have any problems. I have a lot of problems. What's wrong with having problems? I've said this many times. It's good for Shidduchim. It's good for everybody to know this. I've said this about Shidduchim many, many times. I said this recently when I met one of the Chevra, when I met someone who's dating someone, and I said this. And I said, you know, people date someone and they say, should I marry the girl? Is she this? Right? I've said this many times. How many problems does she have? It doesn't matter how many problems she has. She could have 1,000 problems. And to a guy also, you could have 1,000 problems. But are you working on your problems? And do you accept that you have problems? And you're okay. You could have somebody who has 2 problems, but that guy is so stubborn, or that girl is so stubborn, who you're dating, and she won't admit that she has problems, and she doesn't accept that she has problems. So then you're in trouble. It's not how many problems you have. It's do you acknowledge and are you accepting the fact that I am a human being? I'm a human being. And Moshe Rabbeinu, right, there's a famous, you guys know the famous Tiferes Yisrael. There's a famous... Eh? Yes. At the end of Kedushin, there's a famous story about Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says that there was once... do we have a Messiah somewhere? But it's in the... Do we have a Yachanu Boaz Messiah here? I don't think so. We got to get one. We got to put that on the list. So at the end of Kedushin, at the end, they say a story. Unbelievable story. It's not going to be in that Mishnah. It's going to be in that Mishnah. Basically like this. There was a story. You guys know this Tiferes Yisrael from about Moshe Rabbeinu? I've heard this before. Okay, it's incredible. Listen to this. They brought a person. They heard about this Moshe Rabbeinu. So they wanted to know what his character traits are. You heard this, Yehuda? Crazy story. An artist, I think it says from Arabia, they brought someone to draw a picture. They wanted to know what this guy, they didn't have Wi-Fi, right? Phone, exactly. And they wanted to know what this guy looks like. What does this Moshe look like? And based on the picture of him, they'll see his incredible character traits. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, right? So you would think what? They draw this beautiful picture, and they say, oh, and he's talented like this, and he's talented like this, and he's talented like this. The exact opposite. They drew a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they brought the picture to the Chachmas HaParzuf, to people who could study faces, which there are people like that, and they could tell you, based on the way you look, about your character traits. And they said that this guy had the worst... carry the biggest bal gaiva, the biggest bal taiva, the biggest loser on the face of earth. I'll show it to you inside, Lee Nether. I'll send it to you guys. I'll get a picture of it. I don't know why it's not in that other Mishnah. I think it's first as well. What? If say that it's fine. It's good. Everything, anything that's geshmak is controversial, right? Shita Mekubetzis, exactly. Craig, it's very simple. What's the shot? That people think, this is our problem, one of our problems. One of our problems is that people are upset at themselves. You know what, I can't hold back. Simcha, because I didn't get it. I didn't say that. I'll wait for you guys to hear. So what's the pshat? People think, and myself included, it's not like, oh, you guys think and I'm over it already. I have the same thing. The same exact thing on my level. Whatever I deal with. When I have a problem, when I have a challenge, right? When I have what's the next word? An opportunity, right? Ipko, right? We know that one. Ipko, Chaim, remember that? Okay, Ipko. You have an issue, you have a problem, you have a challenge, you have an opportunity. So whenever I have a problem many times, I forget what I'm saying right now. That's why I like saying it every day and like reminding myself. Is that what are you getting down about? What are you sad about? So what that you have a drug problem? So what that you escape with this? So what that your mother, you know, whatever she did to you? So what that you have this problem? So what that you love? What? We gotta say it more. I always forget it also. I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, I forget about it. But that's why we're here. We're here to remember. So what did I have a problem? That's why I'm here on planet Earth. That's the reason that I'm here. I'm here to learn how to I don't know if the word is fix, someone once said. I think Shlomi Tesher, one of the guys in yeshiva from a few years ago, he said, you don't have to fix, you have to fix, you have to heal. You have to fix, you have to heal, you have to learn yourself. These are things that we have to remind ourselves daily, daily. And once you look at it that way, you're not going to judge anyone so bad. So what? That guy's that. So that guy is a selfish, your father, your mother, your brother, whoever it is a selfish this. Okay, so what? So what? Okay, so he's got a problem. And I have my problems. And we all have our problems. Okay, question, comments. Let's go. We're back in. Question, comments. Yes, Harav.
Those things, one, brings a Ruchen, that the Ruchen brings how much high is, that Tzadik is not a guy that is Masliach, those mitzvahs, is a guy who is a Chama Yitzhak.
Wow.
Tzadik is a little...
Wow, you hear that? A Tzadik is not someone who is successful necessarily, but he's somebody who fights. He's fighting. That's a great. I'm gonna say something on that. What's your second thing?
That is a letter from the Mr. Kutner.
Yeah. Sheva Yipol Tzadik.
No, but he doesn't know that somebody by them. He said, if he was telling me good things, it's a good letter. Now he tells me that it's hard for you to lie, it's a very good letter.
Right. Correct.
It's real.
Correct. The thank you, Rabbi Widow. Thank you. I want to say on the first thing you said, then I want to share on the second thing as well. I'll start with the second thing. The second thing is that's why you can't judge anybody, because how hard is it for you is really what defines who you are. It's not whether you were successful or not. It's how hard it is. And sometimes, myself included, sometimes we complain and we say, why is it so hard for me? I wish it would be easier for me. I wish it would be easier for me. And we don't realize that is exactly the whole point. Hashem wants, for whatever reason, Hashem wants it to be hard. They say a miser of widow, you remind me, they say a miser, I heard this many, many years ago, of there was a big tzaddik or whoever it was, and the whole day he was struggling back and forth with his Yetzirah. Whatever he was struggling with. Struggling, the whole day. At the end of the day, they saw him at the end of the day, and he was so happy. So someone came over to him and said, you must have been successful in beating your Yetzirah. This is a story I heard. Kach Shamati. And he said, actually, I ended up giving in to my Yetzirah. So he said, so what are you smiling about? What? Oh, so what did he say? He said, I'm proud of myself that the whole day I was fighting and fighting, like Chaim saying, and I tried to push it off and push it off. Okay, at the end it got me. But the whole time I was, Yeah, that's what they say, that's the story? Okay, good. I never heard that, who it was. Okay, but what's... Right, but what did he do? Because the pshat is that I was fighting. I was working on myself. We live in a world where what was that? Someone could look it up. I've said this. Please, someone who has it, look up. What's the coach? Bill Parcell for the Giants. We've looked this up before. Look up Bill Parcell. You can look it up. Beautiful. That was quick. Simple. Look up. Okay, Bill Parcell, something about trophy or life trophy, a quote's going to come up. Bill Parcell, quote, it was on the New Jersey Turnpike, a big billboard that said, life is about something about... Bill Parcell on trophy or winning, something like that. Basically, the quote said, I remember I saw it on the turnpike. It said, basically, it's not about how hard you try. It's whether or not you win the trophy. And I'm like, no. It's the exact opposite.
That's a sports part.
Okay, but in a certain way, that's not true even, because winners. There's also a great quote: winners know how to lose. You have to know how to lose.
It doesn't mean your season was a failure, but
correct.
At the end of the day, business organization goal is.
But you're right. But great athletes, athletes are not focused on. You're right. They might be focused on winning. Obviously, in Olam Hazeh, it's about winning. But it's not. It's not. It's about putting in your best. It's about the effort. Getting better every day. Exactly. Meaning a person feels good. Yeah, Shlomo.
I remember saying before, just a quote from someone.
Yeah.
Don't change, just heal. It reminded me of a different quote.
Should yeah, let me
probably, I think Rebbe might like it.
Yeah.
People don't change, they grow.
Nice.
No one's changing. They're
nice.
Who they are, but they grow.
Beautiful, they grow. Beautiful. I just heard a story. Sure, of course. Of course, sure. Should we change his angles? I just read a Maisa, actually. Beautiful story. Because I've said this. When did I say this recently in somewhere? I forgot where I said this recently. Maybe it could be I said it here the first day. Is that you can't measure your growth. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem is we get down. Why do we get down? Because you can't measure your growth. I just read a Maisa about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he bought. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was in the last generation, was from the Gedolei Adar. He bought a kid in yeshiva a plant. You heard this, Maisa? He bought a kid a plant. And he said, I want you to put this plant on your windowsill in your dorm room. And he said, why? Oh, watch it grow? Watch it grow? So he says, why? Because if you look at your plant, and he said like this to him, he said, go look at the plant right now, in the morning. Go look at it. Come at night. Did you see it grow? No. The next morning, look at it again. Yes. Do you see it grow? No. You come back 6 months later, and it grows. But every day, it grows, but you can't see it. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, this is beautiful. He told the Bachar, I want you to have this plant in your room, because I want you to remember that even though you don't see that you're growing, and even though you don't see that you're changing, you are. You are. You are. And the Yetzirah never wants anybody to say, oh, I've grown. Right? How many guys, if I ask you right now, have you grown this year? Have you changed? Not changed. Have you grown this year? So someone's going to say, okay, I got to do this more. I got to do that more, which is beautiful. It's beautiful to want to do more. But it's also the Yetzirah that never wants a person to look out how incredible and how amazing he's done. Success breeds success. If you're successful, you will continue to be successful. People are afraid. They're afraid, myself included. I'm saying this for real. Myself included. We're more afraid of our strengths than we are of our weaknesses. We're more afraid how powerful we are and we can be. You know why? Because if we really realize how great we are and how powerful we are and how amazing we are and how much we've grown and how special we are, then that brings a responsibility that I gotta do more. And the Yetzirah doesn't want us to look at ourselves like that. The Yetzirah doesn't want us to look and say, oh my goodness. It says, you had your hand up or yourself. Yeah, go, Yehuda. Go, Yehuda, go. No, I'd rather hear from you.
Reminds me of something our killers of a tuber shot.
Yeah.
He's like, why are we celebrating a tuber shot now?
We're in the winter.
Earlier.
Exactly.
The leaves are beautiful and everything's, now the leaves are off, it looks dead, it's all gross. Why are we celebrating a tuber shot? Supposed to thank the Shem for the plates. Good right now.
Exactly.
The whole point is that there is, from the outside of you, you're right. Nothing is happening.
Correct.
But there's so much happening inside and we can't
correct.
See it.
Correct. Beautiful. Beautiful. Amazing. Correct.
Correct.
It says, the Gemara says,
I've been in the water bag for 4 years. He hasn't done anything. Like, no, he's doing so much. You just can't see it.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Correct.
And the beauty is, the Gemara says, we'll end off with this. The Gemara says, that La'asid, in the future, the Yetzirah is going to be shechted. It's going to be shechted. The Yetzirah. And what does it say? Halalu baichin V'halalu boichem. Two groups of people are going to cry. Who's going to cry? The tzaddikim are going to cry. And the rishayim, what? He's going to be, the Yetzer is going to be, What? Well, I don't know if he's if they're going to take a knife. It means he's going to be... No, Yetzirah. That's why they say Mashiach. Why did Mashiach come? Yet? So some of the reasons they say is because once Mashiach's here and we all have clarity, once everything's clear, so we don't have a Nisayan anymore, so we don't get Tzchar. Once you have clarity that Torah and Hashem and everything, so then what's my... I don't get any Tzchar for that anymore.
From a really high level, then why would you want Mashiach to come?
Yeah, good. That's a good question. That's a very good question that people ask. Correct. It's a great question. A lot of people ask that question. But what does it say? It says that both groups are going to cry. The Rishayim are going to cry, and the Tzaddikim are going to cry. So they ask a question, right? The Rishayim are going to cry because they're going to realize they could have overcome, whatever it is. And the Tzaddikim, they say, are going to cry. Pashup Shat, they learn, they're going to cry out of happiness.
No, because they don't have any more challenge.
Oh, exactly. So you're Mechavan. Beautiful. Beautiful, Chaim. So one of the pshatim that they say is exactly what Chaim's saying. They're crying because if Hashem took away all of your problems, imagine wishing, oh, Hashem. So first of all, like I always say, it's whack-a-mole. Life is whack-a-mole. You don't want your problems now. What's going to happen in 5 years from now? You're going to have new problems. I always say, the goal is to always have new problems. You don't want to have the same problems that you've had for many years. You want to try and develop new problems. If you have the same old problem, that's, okay, we all have that. But you want to try and avoid the same problems. Well, what's the pshat? The pshat is you're always going to have problems. The more we learn to love our problems, that's the halacha. We'll end off like that today. That's the halacha of Lashon Hara for today. Halacha for Lashon Hara today. You know what I'll say, halacha. Quick halacha. Day one, say, what does this have to do with Lashon Hara? Next time you see that guy, you're all going to the dining room, you see that guy and you start judging him. Or you see this person and you look at him and you say, ah, say, so what that he's a selfish guy? So what that he's a balgaiva? So what that he's this? So what that he talks so much? So what that he thinks he's this? So what? It's okay. I also have my problems. Who doesn't have problems? That's why we're here on this world. We're here on this world for that reason. Says the Chafetz Chaim, page 171, the information is already well known. People don't realize this, by the way, of Lashon Hara. Even if something is already known, people think, ah, everybody knows that Yankel is a, you know, is a ganav. So you're still not allowed to say it. It is still, you're not allowed to repeat it, because it can cause ill feelings. It is well known that Shlomo... Oh, this is actually talking about Rechilas. I mean, it's a different halacha, sorry. That's also true. But let's say you know that Chaim doesn't like Yaakov. And everyone knows that Chaim doesn't like Yaakov. You still can't tell Yaakov... I'll use different names. Everybody knows like that Shmerel doesn't like Beryl. We don't have any Shmerels or Beryls, right? Right? So everybody knows that Shmerel doesn't like Beryl. So you still can't tell Beryl, you know Shmerel doesn't like you, even though it's all well known that he doesn't like him. Why? Because that it awakens negative feelings. Okay, Hashem will help each and every one of us. We shall all be Zocha. It's amazing to be back in Yeshiva. It's amazing to be back with all of you. And Hashem will help each and every one of us. We should all be Zocha to love the fact that we have problems. I know that sounds crazy. Accept the problems that other people have, recognizing that we're all human. And through that, we'll be Zocha to have an amazing first day of the rest of our lives. Thank you, Yehuda.